Something versus something.
I'm Austin Reyes.
And I'm Barrett Enlow.
And this is the podcast where we heatedly debate two rivals and permanently decide a winner.
Enjoy the episode.
Welcome back, everybody, to Something versus Something. We got a good one for y'all today. Today, we have a guest with us. He's actually the host of another podcast here at SAGU. We have Mr. Isaac Davenport.
That is me. Thank you for having me.
Yes. He is the host of the Fast Foodies podcast. He's one of the hosts of the Fast Foodies. We don't talk about the other hosts, though.
I like to think I'm the best.
Yeah.
But I have to be humble as well.
Yeah, that is something you have to do. But he's here to talk to us about Apple versus Android. And kind of also Google/Microsoft. All of Apple's competitors in all their different areas.
Which I feel like already says a lot about how much better Apple is.
That they have more.
But we have diversity.
We'll get into it.
Barrett is fighting for Apple today.
Yes, sir.
And Isaac is fighting for Android.
That is correct.
We can start off with laptops. I've been a Mac person. I guess my first computer was like a Lenovo, one of the little ones.
Uh-huh. I had one of those as well.
Hated it.
Really?
So much. And as soon as I got my dad's like hand-me-down old Mac, I was like, oh, okay, this is life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's so easy. It feels like my phone or my iPod at the time. I don't know. It just everything's so syncable with your phone, your other devices.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just do the best job at all of that. And even just like AirDrop and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
AirDrop is nice.
It's very nice.
It is. I don't have an iPhone, so I wouldn't know.
You know.
But so this might sound bad, but I actually do have a Mac. And I like it. I think when it comes to this debate of just computers, I think Mac will probably end up coming out on top on just this computer part. Because I do like the Mac. There are some things that it doesn't do quite as well. I'm still a fan of File Explorer over Finder in certain most aspects. The only thing that I really do like about the Mac is that you can drag files like everywhere. That's pretty nice. But File Explorer just has a better layout and it just feels easier and simpler to use. But Finder does have its own nice things about it.
I feel like that's an outrageous take, not gonna lie. I feel like Finder's so easy. You can make multiple windows of it. I guess that is what you're saying with dragging it places.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, my experience of having previous, and I guess I haven't used any kind of Google or Microsoft laptop in a minute, so they probably have improved on it quite a bit. But like, I don't know, just going to Finder from that is just like, is life-changing. It feels so simple.
I'm learning it, and so I think I'm getting better at it and learning to appreciate it more. But when I first got my Mac, I was like, I hate this with a passion. The only thing that I will 100% give to Mac is hardware. Like, feeling, holding a Mac in your hand versus holding most of the, like, Microsoft computers, nowhere near the same. Mac, it just feels like a premium experience.
Mm-hmm.
Physically.
I do agree with that. And I kind of also agree with his take on Finder. I don't know if I really like Finder.
Really?
So
but you're a new Mac person.
I'm a
as
new
well.
Mac person as well, yes. And I've always been with Windows, and I do like their, like when I was doing homework on my Mac and I was done, I was like, okay, now it's time to turn it in. I was like, wait, what do I even do? Like, how do I even save this? And then I was like,
where is it?
Where is it at? And then I finally found how to save it. Then I was like, where do I save it to make sure I know where it's at? I was confused.
But I feel like that's a personal
problem. It might just be, yeah.
You know what I mean? Respectfully, because I have my stuff organized, but maybe that's because I've had it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know
I mean? Think it's a big learning curve. I think that's what it is. Finder, it's like, it starts out very challenging, but once you learn how to use it, it becomes very useful in a lot of tools. But you have to kind of like dig and search for them. Like when my friend Jahia taught me how to use Finder better, that's when I started enjoying it more and like customizing it to my needs.
I would say that.
I'd agree. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, okay, maybe I'm, and I mean, this is the whole podcast. We are biased, so I'm not going to try to understand how y'all are thinking. But I do get the like learning curve aspect of it because I've been so familiar with just Apple products in general. I don't know. I feel a significant downgrade in quality is what it feels like. Every time I use even like a, I don't know, just everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it. Like computers at the library, whatever. I understand that's like an old computer, but just the interface of even going to like the preferences and settings and stuff. I feel like everything is just like a large step down in quality.
It's a different style, that is for sure. It's a different style.
Styles, you can put it that way. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Well, do we want to move on to iPhones?
Let's do it.
Smartphones, I mean. Whoops, I just maybe revealed a bias there.
Ridiculous. So,
hey, that's the point of the podcast, is to be biased, you know? So, next up is smartphones, iPhone versus Android.
What you can go think? First on this one if you want.
Well, Android, you see, we have a lot of variation, and as I said earlier, a lot of diversity when it comes to different phones. Personally, I prefer the Google Pixel series. I just upgraded to that, and right now I have a Google Pixel 7, and I love it. It is really great, and with Google basically taking over the world, about, I would say, on the equivalence of Apple, at least like on the internet and cloud side of things, it's so nice to have my phone linked up to everything that my Google account is linked up to. So I can transfer things basically just like with how your iPhone connects so well to your Mac. My phone connects to anywhere that I'm logged into my Google, like super easily and super nice. And another thing, Pixel, very well known for their cameras, very high quality. Marquise Brownlee, a very big tech YouTuber, did a huge blind like photo test where he had tons and tons of people blindly choose their favorite photo, and Pixel won in like almost every category. So I think not every Android phone is superior to Apple. Obviously Apple has great aspects to it, and they're better than a lot of Android phones because there's a lot of bad ones, but the top brands, I'm not as big of a Samsung fan, but when it comes to like Pixels and OnePlus, their phone's really great, and I love them.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Have you ever been on like a Delta flight before?
Maybe like once in my life.
Okay, because I think it might be more than just Delta, but every time I've flown Delta, they're like, if you have a Galaxy Note, you cannot like come on this flight. Like the one that was exploding, you know what I'm talking about? There was a phone that was like known for like the battery would like explode. You couldn't like get on board these flights, and they would tell people like, even at like TSA.
That was like 10 years ago though.
That wasn't 10 years ago.
It was probably like the
Note. I'm not old enough to remember that if it was 10 years ago.
I think it was like the Note 3 or something.
But I've never heard that about iPhone before. You can't enter a flight. That's crazy. That's my entire argument for this iPhone.
That's pretty crazy.
Android debate.
Yeah.
But that's plucking one phone out of all. That's like saying SAGU, our college, is a bad college because we have one bad student. No, like it's a great college. We just have that one annoying loser over there.
There's more than one, but but I get what you're saying. No, I just think
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not gonna name drop anyone, but I think it's just funny. Like it was always funny to me when we're on flights and they're like, you cannot. Like, we'll have to kick you or let your phone off of this plane. It's crazy.
But only Delta. Yeah. I've flown with plenty of other airlines, so this sounds like a Delta problem.
Yeah, that personally has not happened to me.
That's crazy.
But
I'm gonna look into it.
All right.
I'll Jamie it up really quick.
What about the App Store, though? The App Store is so much better than the Google Play whatever.
Like, what?
The Apple App Store is so much better.
Fortnite.
Okay, Fortnite is that's another... Okay, it's the same argument you just made. That's the one bad example because they got beef with each other.
But the Google Store, you have... Okay, here's another thing with just Android in general. You have so much customizability. I know that's not a word, but you have so much control over what you want to do with your phones, like widgets. Apple just came out with that. Major copycat. We've had widgets for as long as I've been alive, and they're so great. And Android, you just have so much control over the feel that you want to have in your phone. And like with the Play Store, you don't have to download apps off of just the Google Play Store. You can go download it from a website. Sure, you might get a virus, but like be careful. If you're smart enough to realize where you're downloading the app from, just be smart. So, like,
I do get that because I understand the appeal of, like, most Android products are more, like, techie people that are more into the actual, like, ins and outs of how things get done, as opposed to Apple, which I feel like is just ease of use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very just, like, pick up and use. I guess for maybe for Mac, it's different. You're saying there's a little learning curve there.
Yeah.
But like, an iPhone is just like, oh, there's my music app. There's my text app. I feel like it's very simple because I'm always confused by Android interfaces. But I understand you can, like, the stuff you can do on a jailbroken iPhone, you can already do that on most Androids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I understand that appeal to it.
Yeah.
I'm just not. I don't care that much.
Yeah. And I do get clowned, so that is a negative, a con. I get clowned for my Android group chats. But we'll get into that with the chat. And iPhone is being a bad Apple, no pun intended, in this debate. Because freaking... Okay, I'm sorry, Dr. Bridges. Green bubbles are iPhone... Green bubbles are Apple's fault. Android has already upgraded to a new RCS chat, which is encrypted and better, and just is better than what iPhone uses, which is SMS. That's old. That's outdated. That's been around forever, our whole lifetimes. There's a new invention called RCS, and it's way better, and Apple's just refusing to go to it because they purposely want to make it, they want to keep that division. As Christians, we need to unite. And Apple is not doing that.
Now you lost me on that one.
They're literally trying to monopolize their own thing and stop everyone from communicating equally and properly. And thus, Android is superior because we're willing to keep moving along with the times and not stay with our old dumb SMS texting.
Actually, Apple just came out with something. They just fixed, like, green group chats. Did you know that?
Somewhat.
So used to, if you had a group chat on Apple and you had that one Android user on there and it made the whole thing green, you could no longer change the name of the chat. You couldn't, what was it? You couldn't send the games. You couldn't
reactions.
Do anything. Reactions. But they just fixed that. And now you can have a group chat with green messages and on Apple and it'll have, you can change the name of it. You can do all that stuff.
From my side, it's always been decent, but I still get the annoying small videos with horrible quality. Pictures lose quality sometimes. And I'm like, everyone's blaming this on me. It's literally your fault. It's your phone's fault for why it's not communicating well with my phone.
I just feel like get an iPhone and then the problem will be solved. You know what I mean?
But that's being a traitor.
I have known a lot of people that move from Android to iPhone and love it. They're like, oh yeah.
Life change.
I love iPhone.
You want to talk about religion? Christians, life change. Yeah. Moving to the iPhone from Android.
Well.
I don't know how biblical that is, but I want to go just really big or really quick back to this because I Googled it.
Okay.
The Galaxy Note 7 is considered forbidden hazardous material under federal flight regulations, forbidden from all airlines.
And how long ago did that phone come out?
2017.
And what year are we in?
It was 7 years ago. That's fact.
If someone still has a Galaxy Note 7 out there, leave a review and let us know.
Please.
Because you are living under a rock.
Yeah.
That's real.
And the Galaxy Flip is a complete joke, in my opinion. That's such a joke.
It's just, it's in the old phase right now. Like, think about cars. You look at the Model T, and you're like, why would I ever drive that? It's because it's old. It's outdated. They need to develop it and advance it.
I love older cars.
Austin's
sometimes
like, I have a Model T.
Yeah, it's in my garage. No. But I love older cars, arguably more than newer cars sometimes. Like, newer cars are so over, like, they're so dumb. Like, there's a 400 million things that could go wrong with them sometimes. But older cars are like the engine, the other things, and then a steel body on top of it.
And they don't have seatbelts.
And they don't have seatbelts or AC or radio or...
All great
or
things.
A horn. No, but no.
He's like, they're amazing. They have no good features at
no,
all.
They're simpler. They're better. Some old things are better. But we've moved past flip phone technology. And who wants a giant bump in the middle of your Your phone.
They're going to improve. That's all I'm saying. And mark my words, at some point, Apple will come out with a flip phone.
You know, I don't doubt that.
I guarantee it.
They should be clowned for it, just like Google is being, or Samsung's being clowned for it.
I feel like Apple will do it sometime, but it'll probably be like a pretty perfected version of it. Because I feel like they're less risky. They'll wait. Like, even with the Apple Vision stuff, like, was it Google Glasses or whatever? That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of different headsets that came out first.
Sure, but I feel like they wait to hop into that game until they know they can do it well. Or I guess probably just make more money off of it because it's popular.
That is true. They do wait on things. Is that a plus?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I just know that it's a better quality product by the time it is released.
They're not being innovative. That's just a negative. They're not even the ones. Like,
well, they started the smartphone, right? Didn't they?
I don't think they were the first smartphone.
You don't think they were?
Let me see.
I think they did. I think they took what people were trying to do and made it better. And I agree, they do great at that. But I don't think they ever really invent anything.
I think maybe they're not innovative, but they take what everyone tries to do, and then they finally make the best version of it.
Fair.
That's what I would, sometimes. Like in the case of the, I don't know anything about
Vision
Pros.
I did hear that some of them are cracking right down the middle now without even being touched. Like they're just overheating from use and cracking on the glass. So big hit there for Apple if that becomes a common issue. For a $3,500 device.
Well, do you know why it's that much? Because there's two of these chips in it. M3 chips in it. One's an M3 Pro, one's an M3 Max. So it's like buying two MacBooks.
Here's a theory that I heard about the Apple Vision Pro. They know nobody's really going to buy this current model, but they're making it seem like a really premium, exclusive item so that when they're able to make it for a lot cheaper, everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's so cheap, I have to get one.
Maybe.
So if they come out with like a $500 one in like 5 years, you know why.
Yeah, I always think pricing for products like that is super interesting. It's like, do you want to overprice it and just get like the premium customers, or do you want to like drop it down, kind of like what we were talking about with the Xbox earlier?
Yeah.
It's like you'll drop it down really low and just get the like all the broke people buying your product, but which there's the majority of people. That's like me.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Apple is really smart with their, we can kind of move into branding with this. Yeah, we'll move into branding like really quick, and then we'll decide the winner. Apple is smart with the way they brand to college students.
They're not working on me.
They worked on me. They have all these student discounts. They have this bundle on Apple where you can get like all five of their software products, Logic Pro and Final Cut Pro and Main Stage and all that, for like $200. And usually Logic Pro by itself is $200.
Dang. And is that something you get forever? Like it's a one-time purchase.
So Adobe and all them, they like have an upgrade every year, but you have to pay monthly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With Apple, you buy it once, but then if it upgrades, you have to buy it all over again. And yeah, so you get all five of them for like $200, $300.
Nice.
That was a huge pro to me. This MacBook itself was on a student discount. I don't know any other competitor that has stuff like that. I'm sure someone has something out there.
Spotify.
Spotify has that, and I love Spotify Premium over Apple Music.
Love Spotify
Sorry.
Premium.
Apple Music is...
Give us your...
just dorky.
Your best company pitch really quick.
Okay.
From, I guess, Android.
Can I get cool music over this?
Yeah, we'll put cool music. All
right, I choose Eye of the Tiger from Rocky. Okay.
Cool.
Android. Android is the company of your dreams. They only care about what you care about. Innovation, cool features, customizability. Again, not a word, but still cool. This company makes cool stuff. And it's great stuff. And it's better than Apple in some ways, but overall, still better than Apple. Yeah.
Inspiring.
We'll add some claps and applause after that, too.
Thank you.
Some ad libs.
I'm inspired.
Yeah. It wasn't as passionate as I was looking for, not going to lie to you, but I think in post, maybe with the Eye of the Tiger stuff, it'll help.
Yeah. We'll add the passion.
We'll add the
in post.
We'll double emphasize the passion. Yeah.
Well, is it? Are you going to do one now, Barrett, about Apple, since you're the official Apple person?
Sure, I'll keep mine short and sweet.
Okay.
Choose a song.
Choose your song.
I'll just do like, we'll do like Hotline Bling, instrumental in the background. Apple is just better. Apple's just better, just plain and simple. Easier to use. AirDrop. All these things, features, logic. I don't know. iPhone, Mac, iPad, everything just is the same interface. It's so easy to use. Finder is slept on. iMac, so these are all great products. I feel like they all just work really well together. I feel like Google products and Android products are just kind of their own thing. They're like one-offs, they're random like spin-offs. This is like the MCU of technology.
Sounds like a cult to me. When everyone thinks exactly the same, it's a cult.
No. It's not that we think the same.
Some cults are good, dude.
That's actually a great comparison. Google is kind of like DC right now. It's all these disjointed things. You have no idea what's connected or not. But Apple is like the MCU. Like, they got it together. It's like, this flows with this, with this.
Ever since I left the city.
That's a great
point,
actually.
Maybe I'll do the Avengers theme song.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, we'll do the countdown, and then we'll decide it.
All right. So we count down from three.
Okay.
Maybe both.
And then we decide our winner. All right. We ready?
Yeah.
All right. Three,
two, one.
Android. Apple. Yeah. I knew that was coming.
Two for Apple, one for Android. Yeah. I had a pretty big bias for Apple going into this. I mean,
he's
not
like,
gonna
I
lie.
Now admit afterwards.
As he's staring at his Mac.
As I'm staring at my Mac. And I have an iPhone in my pocket and AirPods in the other pocket, which, by the way,
wow, iPhone,
because they all flow so well together. Yeah. All their products. I have an Apple Watch on my wrist. It just all flows. I can, like, when I'm on my watch, my MacBook pops up like, hey, you have this open on your watch right now. How does it know that? So smart.
Android can never.
Android
respectfully,
can never.
Respectfully. But well, now you're legally binded to be Apple. Like promoter now, pretty much.
Yeah, I'll give them some positive vibes, but I don't know. Okay. If I can,
What's your favorite feature about Apple since you've been a fan for so long?
I'll give them like the Mac.
The studio
Price. When
apart.
You listen, when you listen back to this, you cannot grade. You cannot take any points off for the background noise. Okay. I will give Apple credit for the compatibility between their devices.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like Macs. They're just here's my favorite thing about my Mac: the screen quality. Mm-hmm. The color, so much better than like a Dell or a Lenovo.
It is beautiful.
It's real.
That's real, and it's been real.
That's real. Apple wins. Go listen to the Fast Foodies podcast with Isaac and Sam. And stay tuned for our next episode, which will be our last episode, people. So make sure to tune in.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Later.
Something versus something.
Well, the debate's over. Hope you enjoyed the episode.
Make sure to tell all your friends about your new opinion. Thanks for listening.